What up, though? I know y'all hear the wind. I'm on the Bluetooth and the ride, you know, AZ. About midnight, still 101. Triple digits in this bitch. I wanted to record something about my thoughts on what I found in my lifetime to be the rules, basic rules, like pre-K rules, on how this universe works and how this force, this energy called time that we experience on this physical plane creates the actual building of all matter that you see in these three dimensions. And in fact, when you learn to use these tools that were given to us by the source, by the creator, you also not only have the power and the know-how, the understanding of how to create things on this third density reality that we live in, but you also have the ability to create so-called matter in higher dimensions as well. As human beings on this earth, the only thing that we have of value to legacy, to this life that we were given, is our time. And how you spend that time, what gets the most focus during your time? And I'm talking about, you know, hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, decades, all the way to lifetime, you know, until we take that last breath. That is all we have. And whatever you choose to do the most during that time is going to reflect, I guess, what we call life, your reality, your life. And whether you want to believe it or not, what you do with your life greatly impacts what happens in my life and everybody else's life on the planet. You know how they say one man can change the world, one woman can change the world? You can. You really can. But what are you putting your time? What gets most of your time? And not only time, but number two is focus. What are you focusing on? Are you, you know, what they used to say in LCD, tune in, tune out, and is you tuning out to your responsibility? Because whether you believe it or not, we all have a responsibility. There's something you could do on this earth that no one else can do. To the extent that you can do it. They can do it. But maybe not to your extent. And this is with all fashions of life. Some people call it their habits. You know, some people just do it as, you know, programming. They've been programmed to do a certain regimen day by day, day by day, you know. And not really so distracted by a false sense of security in many things, whether it's finances, whether it's blind faith in religion, whether it's Scientology, whether it's, you know, AI technology. It's a lot of things, you know, financial, that they put their hopes into. And it's a false security, because until you learn how to create the light you want for yourself, until you learn how to do that, you're always at the bottom of the table, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? You eating crumbs. Whatever they giving you, that's all you can get. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can buy. You can go get some gripples, my nigga, but not just anybody is going out and buying a nuclear. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't happening. I'm telling you that if you believe, or if you are, you know, based in Christianity, then I'm sure you heard, you know, where Christ says, you know, I came to give you life more abundantly. Now, what does that word abundantly mean? It means to operate at maximum efficiency. To operate in the light you are given at its maximum potential, at its maximum efficiency. You're wasting nothing. Another thing is money. You can tell a lot about a motherfucker's life just by what they spend their money on. You know? I ain't want to count niggas' pockets, but I can tell the difference when a nigga is, you know, having fun, playing, and when a nigga is really stressed out because he got to pay that rent in the morning. You understand what I'm saying? Being hungry for that green. And then there's ones that, because, you know, they don't know any better. We niggas, you know what I'm saying? We play how we were programmed, indoctrinated to play. Whereas the wealthy, they spend their time learning how to create the matter that they want to create. So if that matter happens to be a business, a passion, a gift, that's work. That's work. See, you can get fired from a job, but you can't get fired from working. Can't nobody fire you from working. You can get fired from a job. So the key is to control this matter. And if you really want to know how to do that, there are steps you can take to learn to do that. Even Tesla told us a long time ago, if you really want to know how this universe works, think of frequency, vibration, and energy. That's what creates our reality. It's proven fact. Elements, different energies, different molecules react different when they're not observed. When a nigga ain't looking at them, they're totally different. But as soon as you look at them, they change form. They shape up into whatever it is you perceive it to be. Whatever your subconscious mind has been programmed to believe, that's what this is. Does that make it that? Not necessarily so. the universe works by you speaking. You cannot speak unless you have a thought. Once you have a thought, then your brain sends a signal to your lips and your tongue to create the phonics of whatever your idea, your thought was. Once you say it and you put it into that ether, it has no choice but to come back to you. Now, when it comes back, does it help you out, or does it put you in a negative, fucked up position? Well, that all depends on your perspective of what you're saying and what you're saying. If you saying shit like, man, shit, I'm going to be a millionaire, dog, you know what I'm saying? I got a gift, I do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. Nigga, wanting to do is getting scraps from the table. Because everything starts in the mind, man. Anything that you see, this steering wheel I'm holding on right now, this Bluetooth speaker I'm talking to you on right now, you know what I mean? This navigation system I'm looking at is that all started in somebody's mind. These highways, it all started in someone's mind. But instead of sitting there and saying, this is what I want to do, they did whatever the fuck they had to do to get the knowledge to do that shit. Oh, shit, nigga, I might need to learn how to solder. Shit, I might need to learn how to saw some shit. Need to know my cubits, you know what I'm saying? My measurements is right. I might need to go get my square, make sure my angles is good, you know what I'm saying? Until I can get this thought out and make it what reality is doing, man. I used to think like songs, what's the one song? Said I don't look to the sky no more. Said I felt too much pain. It might be Game, some shit like that, or 50 Cent or some shit. You know what I mean? And I used to be able to feel that shit, but at the same time, the indoctrination of the Christianity religion at the same time had me feeling as if saying some shit like that was wrong. Like somehow I was turning my back on the Creator because I'm saying I'm not looking to the sky for help no more. Now that I have done some my research, my tests, I have did my chemical tests, my alchemy, I have did it, I have experimented, I kind of feel that that's where he wants us to be. He gave us the blueprint. The instructions is here. You can only go but so far in this third dimension, that is, in this seeing physical reality. You can only go so far. So why are you looking at him to help you when everything you need is right in front of you? You see what I'm saying? Why are you asking for help to stir the Kool-Aid when the motherfucking spoon is laying right there next to the fucking pitcher? You see what I'm saying? But instead of you doing it, you're relying on faith, belief, outside of yourself to make that thing happen. Don't it also say if you take one step toward me, I'll take two towards you. What, y'all thought that that was only for salvation? Nah. That's the main source telling you, take a step towards me. Pick a direction. Be specific. You know, everybody give out these general things. Oh, if I could just, you know, find a good job, if I could find a good man, if I could find a nice woman, man, a good woman, I'd be good. You know what I'm saying? If I could find... Nigga, don't you recognize that you are looking for something that you are lacking in someone else? And as long as you do that, you could never be what you was made to be. Because everything you're looking for is already in you. You just ain't recognizing it. That's all that is. You got to do your work. You got to. Niggas spend too much time smoking blunts, talking bullshit about shit that don't matter, that's not benefiting to your life, not one bit. Not one bit. You're not. If you want to find out, you know, how engines run, then do that. Especially now, y'all got information on your fingertips. Like, there's no excuses. You can learn about anything you want. Anything. Take advantage of that. That's what the world needs. The world that had too many people sitting around not doing nothing for themselves, focusing on material things that do not matter. So that's another thing, is intent. If your intent is to learn how to control and change your matter for your own selfish gain, you just setting yourself up for a long, long downfall. A long, hard, most times bloody and painful downfall. You have to go into this thing with no agenda, knowing that you have no control over anything besides your life. That's all you can control. It's your time. What are you spending your time doing? You can't control the weather. You can't control job. You can't control, you know, the interest rate. You can't control the tax paid. You can't control none of that. But you can control what you use your time on. Use it wisely. I hope I could even use this, because when I go on to the next one, y'all might not understand.